whore Steven Anderson has done it again. He craves attention, and he's successfully gotten that attention on a number of occasions. And after the Orlando mass shooting at the Pulse Gay Club in Orlando, Florida, he couldn't wait to get on camera and to go to YouTube to tell people what he thought about it.
Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And I just wanted to record a quick video about the news this morning about the shooting in Orlando. I guess a Muslim terrorist went into a gay bar and shot him up, and there's 50 sodomites, homosexuals, that have been killed, and another 50-some-odd injured, and then the Muslim guy himself was shot by the police, it sounds like.
Now, I'll grant it to Stephen that there evidently are a bunch of bozos out there who actually care what Steven Anderson thought about the gay club massacre, or whatever they're going to call this event. But as I said, Anderson is a media whore who just cannot wait for any excuse to try to get in front of news cameras. In this case, he provided the video, and now it's on the news, and people are asking us about our response, and so we're going to take a few minutes and give our response. First of all, I'd like to say that Steve Anderson is a heretic. He's not a real preacher. He's not a God-cult preacher. He preaches a false gospel, and he would actually tell those sodomites down at the Pulse gay bar, you know what Steven Anderson preaches? He tells them that they don't have to stop sodomizing. They can be Christians and be saved and go to heaven, and they don't have to stop sodomizing. They don't have to repent of their sin to be saved. That's the false gospel of Steven Anderson. And if you preach that false gospel and you don't like what you just heard, then turn this off and go watch the punk. I don't want anything to do with you people who are preaching this satanic gospel of Sodom and telling these sodomites that they don't need to repent, and then he turns around and calls for their execution. Steven Anderson is a fool, and he's a double-minded fool. He's a heretic who doesn't even understand the Bible he pretends to preach. He's so blind that he doesn't see the difference in dispensations. He denies the pre-trib rapture. He denies that that Jesus could come back at any moment. You know you're dealing with a false teacher when they'll look you in the eye and say, Jesus isn't coming today. That's exactly what Satan wants you to believe. He is anti-Israel, and we've got a series of videos, I think it's 2 hours full of videos, refuting his Marching to Zion, and we titled it Marching to Zion with Lies, and you can find that on our channel, and so forth. His heresies and errors are just too many to list, but we're going to give a point-by-point refutation now of the remainder of his YouTube video response to the Orlando Pulse Gay Club massacre.
And here's the good news and the bad news about this. You know, the good news is that there's 50 less pedophiles in this world because, you know, these homosexuals are a bunch of disgusting perverts and pedophiles. That's who was a victim here, are a bunch of just disgusting homosexuals at a gay bar, okay? But the bad news is that this is now going to be used, I'm sure, to push for gun control where, you know, law-abiding normal Americans are not going to be allowed to have guns for self-defense. And then I'm sure it's also going to be used to push an agenda against so-called hate speech. So Bible-believing Christian preachers who preach what the Bible actually says about homosexuality, that it's vile, that it's disgusting, that they're reprobates, you know, we're going to be blamed. Like, oh, it's all extremism. It's not just the Muslims, it's the Christians. I'm sure that that's coming. I'm sure that people are going to start attacking, you know, Bible-believing Christians now because of what this guy did.
Now, of course, there's some truth to what he's saying, and I believe that he's right, but he's part of the reason. Fools like Steven Anderson, who go out in front of the unsaved, lost world, calling on the execution of sodomites, of gays, lesbians, LGBT, whatever they call themselves, he is helping Satan accomplish his goal. Steven Anderson is Satan's best friend. For example, Satan doesn't want Christians to live like this could be the last day on earth. And so Steven Anderson, the preacher of Lucifer, goes around telling everybody, Jesus isn't coming today, and he's not coming back for years. Satan hates the Jews and Israel. So what's Stephen Anderson, the preacher of Satan, what's he do? He goes around telling everybody that the Holocaust was a fraud and attacking Israel and trying to convince people that we should be anti-Israel.
Now, let me just be real clear. I've never advocated for violence. I don't believe in, you know, taking the law into our own hands. I would never go in and shoot up a gay bar, so-called. I don't believe it's right for us to just be a vigilante. We're supposed to obey the law of the land and obey the powers that be. So I would never take things into my own hands or become a vigilante.
Of course, he's right there. But what's crazy is what he advocates, and that is for our government, our wicked Illuminati government, to start executing gays based on Judaic law, meant for the nation of Israel in the land of Israel under Mosaic law.
But I will say this, you know, the Bible says that homosexuals should be put to death in Leviticus 20:13. Obviously, it's not right for somebody to just, you know, shoot up the place, because that's not going through the proper channels. But these people all should have been killed anyway, but they should have been killed through the proper channels, as in they should have been executed by a righteous government that would have, you know, tried them, convicted them, and saw them executed. Because in Leviticus 20:13, God's perfect law, he put the death penalty on murder, and he also put the death penalty on homosexuality. That's what the Bible says, plain and simple.
God put the death penalty on breaking a Saturday Sabbath. Stephen Anderson should be dead. God put the death penalty, I'd be dead. Rebellious children, I should have been killed as a child. I was a rebellious, I ran away from home back before I was 18. Should have been executed according to Stephen Anderson's insane view of the scripture. That a bunch of Gentiles, under he's calling it a righteous government. He's claiming that, no, we shouldn't be vigilantes. True. Amen. So what are we supposed to do? We want a righteous government to start executing sodomites. Where is this righteous government? Righteous government? We're going to show clips. Stephen Anderson doesn't believe the United States government is righteous. And the only time he flaps his jaws and says this stuff is when he doesn't think that anybody's going to put two and two together and to hear what he said at other times, because he's a fool.
And the good news is that at least 50 of these pedophiles are not going to be harming children anymore. The bad news is that a lot of the homos in the bar are still alive, so they're going to continue to molest children and recruit people into their filthy homosexual lifestyle. And then the other bad news is that this is going to now be used as propaganda, not only against Muslims, but also against Christians. And of course, Islam is a wicked religion. Of course, it's a disgusting religion. Of course, the Quran is false. But the media makes a big deal out of stuff like this. And it's just, it's perfect. I mean, the devil loves this incident, because it's perfect for him. Because now he can push his agenda of, oh, we need to love homos and stop being hateful because look at these acts of violence that are provoked. Even though I've never heard any Bible-believing Christian preacher say that we should take things into our own hands and execute the wicked. You know, all I preach and all that any other, you know, Bible preacher have ever said about it is that it should be against the law to be homosexual, which it was against the law until 2003 in the U.S., and that, you know, Leviticus 20:13 is still God's word. So,
of course it is. So is Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3. But it's not in this dispensation. There's no tree of knowledge of good and evil that we're supposed to avoid in this dispensation. It's still the word of God. But this fool thinks that we're supposed to How is it that he takes parts of the Judaic or the Mosaic law, the parts that he wants to inflict on people today, but then he ignores all the other laws? When a homosexual comes up and says, well, you know, you eat shrimp and you have mixed fibers in your clothes, he's right. if you're trying to condemn a homosexual using the Old Testament law, the Mosaic law specifically, you're wrong. But that doesn't mean homosexuality isn't a sin. It means that we're in a new dispensation. And if you go to the New Testament as opposed to the Old Testament, and you read Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 32, for example, it tells you clearly that men with men and women with women is a sin. And it does say at the very end that those who do those things are worthy of death. But it doesn't say for anyone to execute them. It says they're worthy of death. And if they don't repent and they're not saved, they'll receive the second death. And as Stephen Anderson points out, it is true that they die at a young age, by and large. The exception of an older sodomite, and especially an old sodomite couple, proves the rule. The rule is that they die very young most of the time. But it's just amazing. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed." He needs to be ashamed. We're to be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Stephen Anderson does not rightly divide the word of truth. He does a hack job on the scripture. But I just want to show you from his own words, this man is double-minded, and when it serves his purpose, he's calling for the execution of sodomites. But when he wants people to get saved, he tells you, no, you don't have to repent of being a sodomite. You don't have to repent of your sin of sodomy, and you can still be a Christian. And then he'll turn around and say, but you should be executed by a righteous government? It's ridiculous. But I just, first of all, I want to point out where he's being disingenuous as he pretends that, you know, he's just off the cuff saying this and giving you his thoughts. He knows what he's doing. He put this video out to get attention, and he was saying things that are inflammatory because he knows he's going to get attention. And he is giving the image that he really loves the fact that there's 50 less sodomites in this world. Now, real quick, I want to say this. No one has any idea whether all those people were sodomites. And believe it or not, and I'm not advocating this at all, I think it's foolish, but there are people who are not sodomites who go to these clubs. They call the girls who go, they call them fag hags. And they go with the homos because they know that they're not going to be approached for sex. And if they go to a straight club, they get hit on all the time. So a lot of these girls will go to these places. It's wrong. It's wicked. But that means there could have been a lot of heterosexuals in that bar who were just there to dance and knew they wouldn't be hit on, as wrong as that is. And pedophiles, he just throws that term out like, you know, everybody who is a sodomite is a pedophile, but everybody in this room, he pretends is a pedophile. Number one, not everybody in that room was a sodomite, from what I understand. I've seen some of the interviews of the people there. They weren't all sodomites. Number two, whether or not they're sodomites, it does not mean they were pedophiles, although I grant that pedophilia is much worse among homosexuals than our media will give it. You see, this guy takes bits of truth and he makes it a lie because of the way that he says it, the things he does with the truth. It really does come down to that. But listen, he's a hypocrite, because when it serves his purpose, he decries having this attitude of, you know, thinking it's okay for these violent things to happen. Listen to what he said in a review he did of the movie American Sniper.
We as Christians should not be hard-hearted, just desensitized to human suffering, where we enjoy watching people get blown away and blown apart. It's sick, and the Bible says, him that loveth violence, God's soul hateth. That's what the Bible says. We should not love violence and just want to see people blown apart and shot.
That's right. He's absolutely right. In that clip, he's right. And he's a hypocrite. Because in the video about the Orlando shoot 'em up, he's like, oh, you know, there's 50 less sodomites or pedophiles, whatever term he wants to use. 50 less in the world, and I'm not going to cry about it.
And here's the good news and the bad news about this. You know, The good news is that there's 50 less pedophiles in this world because, you know, these homosexuals are a bunch of disgusting perverts and pedophiles. That's who was a victim here, are a bunch of just disgusting homosexuals at a gay bar, okay?
Now, the other thing in this that is just incredible, and I haven't heard any real commentary on this, but he claims that what he doesn't want vigilantes killing like they did in Orlando, although he's, you know, no big deal to him, 50 people, 50 souls that went out into eternity, a Christless eternity, some of whom weren't sodomites. But it's very unlikely that there were any Christians included in there. If there was any there, they were backslidden and terrible witness, terrible decisions. But, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 says that there will be some like that that go to heaven. And that's a whole another story that we can, another subject we can discuss at another time. But most of those people, if not all, when they died, went to hell. Why would anybody who's not a sick reprobate, why would anybody celebrate that? You know, I have some friends from, you know, my upbringing, where I grew up, friends that I've worked with, and people that I've just known through the years, and I don't have any like close friends who are sodomites, but over the years, I've known a number of them, and I care about them. And I'd like to see them saved. And if they had been there and blown into eternity, I would have been grief-stricken over that. The idea of these people going to hell, it's nothing to scoff at. It's nothing to laugh about. There were sodomites in Jerusalem when Jesus Christ looked over that city and wept over the fact that they would not turn to Him. I just think it's absolutely sick to celebrate people dying and going to hell. When you and I are not holy, you and I deserve hell. Stephen Anderson, you deserve to be in hell. Greg Miller deserves to be in hell. It's just sickening. And then for him to turn around and make this ridiculously stupid and foolish claim, he's basically saying that our government today is somehow qualified to start executing sodomites because it's, the way he puts it, it's the proper channels, it's a righteous government. That's not what he has said in his other sermons where he wasn't. It's according to what he's talking about. He's like a politician. Stephen Anderson will say what he wants to say under certain circumstances. Now, none of us are perfect. And, of course, I wouldn't be bringing this up if it wasn't such an extreme and ridiculous example. And if Stephen Anderson weren't doing everything he could to help Satan. But that's what he's doing. Stephen Anderson is assisting Satan. Satan wants to turn everything against the Church of Jesus Christ and to be able to slaughter us. And I'll say more about that in a minute. But this is going to backfire if it keeps up. But this is Stephen Anderson when he's talking about the American Sniper movie and the U.S. government. He's actually chewing out somebody sitting in his church who was voicing an opinion different than his about the war. And this is what Stephen Anderson has to say about our government.
Who believes the official story on 9/11? Okay, who believes 9/11 was an inside job? Look around. Now, you told us before the service that God led you here. Maybe this is what God wanted you to find out, that 9/11 was a fraud, and that our country actually has the satanic world government located in New York. It's called the United Nations. And our country is taking over the whole world for Satan and Israel. Okay, that's what's really going on.
I mean, do you get that? I mean, the guy hates Jews, and he hates Israel. But beyond that, he is calling for the execution of homosexuals, gays, the Bible calls them sodomites, the LGBTQ, whatever other, you know, initial they want to throw in there. Folks, anybody knows me knows that makes me sick. And I preach hard against sin, including Sodom, including the lesbian, bi, trans, all that satanic, wicked lifestyle that they call it. But to call for their execution and to call for it to be done by a righteous government, implying that he thinks that the United States government should be executing sodomites? You know who's next? They start on the sodomites, and you Christians are next. And Jews. Christians and Jews will be next. Listen to what else he says.
Look, the bottom line is, my friends, I am not pro-war, and I'm never going to be pro-war, and the Bible is not a pro-war book, and this aggressive, we're going to take over the world and put a military base in every country is not biblical, and I want nothing to do with it, and I believe in self-defense, and I believe in defending our nation, but I do not believe in invading foreign countries because of phantoms and boogeymen that our own government has created for the profit of the military-industrial complex. That's the true story. That's what's going on.
So he's claiming that the U.S. government, and he's right about a lot of this, by the way, we've got an Illuminati world order government that is orchestrating a new world order that is going to be set up for the purpose of Antichrist, and that's the government that this fool is calling on to begin executing sodomites. We do not have a righteous government. America is not Israel. The church isn't Israel either. We are not under Mosaic law. And if we're going to start executing people under Mosaic law, we got to include people who break the Sabbath on Saturday, people who use God's name in vain, and all the other laws that were to result in execution. All the rebellious children should be executed, according to Steven Anderson's logic. But see, he's a hypocrite who only called for the execution of the people he doesn't like. But all the people breaking the laws that he doesn't think is important, he throws out the window.
You know what else saved lives? You know what else saved American lives? Nuking Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That saved American lives, right? Because then we didn't have to... Yeah, and it also murdered and massacred hundreds of thousands of women and children, and that is a sin. Okay? You can sit there and say, oh, it saved American troops' lives. Yeah, but it's not right to murder women and children.
Okay, it's not murder when it's war. I just have to throw that in there. Again, the guy is so common sense. And the laws of murder were never applied to nations in war. Never, never, ever.
It just isn't right. And you can sit there and justify nuking Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and you can justify firebombing Dresden and killing 137,000 people in one night in Germany with no military target, no military objective, just firebomb them to scare them. But at least we ended the war. But you know what? The ends doesn't justify the means. You know how God teaches us that we should win battles? By having the Lord on our side. Amen. And fighting according to rules of honor. Amen. And decency. And not say, well, we have to torture the terrorists in order to win. No, we do what's right. God will bless us if we win. And you know what? God's not blessing America.
You're not talking about America. You're talking about the American government. You're talking about the same government that you are whining about, fighting wars that you don't like, committing atrocities, calling 9/11 an inside job, accusing them of killing 3,000 people on September 11, 2001, which, by the way, I agree. I believe there was an inside element to it. But Muslims did the deed, but I believe there are people in our government that helped. So we have even some level of agreement there. But then this insane maniac turns around and says that that unjust, Illuminatus, New World Order, wicked government should start executing people because of the laws of God. It's a level of stupidity that is hard to fathom. And I got news for you. This is going to backfire. You people calling for the execution of the sodomites, it's going to backfire. Steven Anderson and all those like him are fools. It's all right to even think some of this stuff and hash it out. I mean, because there's good place for conversation about this stuff. But to go making these videos, you're putting ammo in Satan's hands. Proverbs 29:11 says, "A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards." Stephen Anderson has no idea what that even means. And as I said, this is going to backfire. And it could be the hand of God allowing it. In Proverbs again, 24, verses 17 and 18, we're told, "Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth, lest the Lord, see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him." We got a bunch of fools out here celebrating the death of these people who are going into a Christless eternity, splitting hell wide open, lifting up their eyes in torment, and these fools are celebrating not just in their mind, not just in their heart, not behind closed doors, but so that the whole world can see it. And now it's all over these news websites, these left-wing websites, and the whole world is looking at, and I mean, the world doesn't know what a real Christian is these days anyway. And they think of the Pope and the Catholic Church and the Charismatics and Jan Crouch, who just died recently. That's who they think of when they think of Christians. It's hard enough to talk to people today because of the nutcases out there. And now there's a whole other layer of nutcase on the professing Church of Jesus Christ, all these people who don't understand the book they read, don't rightly divide it, and they run around calling for the death and execution of sodomites, claiming under a righteous government, enacting the laws of God. It doesn't exist. It's just maddening, man. My intention with this video is summed up in two verses, Titus 1:9, "Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers." If you're a non-Christian watching this, I just want you to understand something. We agree 100% that Sodom is wicked. We agree 100% that, I was going to say we agree with Anderson. Anderson thinks you can be a sodomite and still go to heaven unrepentant. He's a wicked heretic who preaches a false gospel. But we urge sodomites to repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20:21, and that you will demonstrate works meet for repentance, Acts 26:20, not to be saved, but because you are saved. And the gospel is spelled out clearly in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4. How that Christ died for our sins, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. If you will turn to Jesus Christ, repenting toward God, with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, and that gospel message, you will be saved. And we urge you to do so. And if you don't, you'll die in your sins and you'll go to hell. That is the fact. But we want you to understand, regardless of that choice, that these guys, people like Stephen Anderson, are ignoramuses. They do not represent Bible Christianity. They bring reproach to the name of Jesus Christ. And we urge you to ignore them and turn to the Word of God itself and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.